This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
News story.
Now, I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
What are you running around? What are you doing out there? You're just running around. What are you up to?
I'm fat and I need exercise.
And you choose like 5 seconds before we come back from a break to do that?
That's no, the best we were time. Talking about a sound clip that you're going to... That we were going to play, and then I realized
we'll
it doesn't exist right now.
We'll
so I have
do
to
that
go fix
at
it.
The end of top stories of the day. How about the Los Angeles Lakers? The Lakers and Austin Reeves. Looks like they're going to strike a deal. 4-year, $185 million maximum contract to return to the franchise. Player option for the final season in 29 and 30. According to Shams of ESPN, Reeves declined his $14.9 million player option to pave the way for his new max deal. So they got it done. Austin Reeves ain't going anywhere. He will be a long-time Laker. Speaking of Jaylen Brown, Boston Celtics president of basketball operations Brad Stevens said last night that all-star forward Jaylen Brown remains valued by the organization. Stevens' comments came after there was a report on ESPN from the same guy, from Shams, reported that the Celtics offered Brown and 2 first-round picks to the Bucks as part of a trade package for 2-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo. Of course, it didn't materialize because the Miami Heat were able to get to land Giannis. Stevens didn't specifically address that trade when he met with reporters after Boston picked Houston for after their first round. They talked to Brad Stevens. He said, "Jaylen Brown is a big part of us. I'm never going to predict the future." Ooh, that's a bad sign. Every indication, everything I think about over the last few years has been building around those guys. You never know. But at the same time, the one thing I want to make very clear is how valued he's always been. He's been amazing. He's been an amazing teammate and a great person to be around. That's always so tough, Mike, when you put someone on a trading block and you have to come back and then say, "No, man, we didn't mean it. We love you. You're great. You're wonderful." That's tough. So we'll see where it goes for Jaylen Brown and the Boston Celtics, but I would imagine he's gone. I still think he's probably going to be gone. How about this story? For current Boston Celtics guard Derek White, a guy that I have made a push for, might be an interesting guy to bring to Denver. That actually would be very convenient if the Nuggets somehow worked out a trade for Derek White, because he is going to be, according to Colorado Yesterday, he will be the new president of basketball strategy for Colorado. That's his alma mater. When he's not playing for the Celtics, he will be the president of basketball strategy. He also donated $2 million to the men's basketball program. That's a good get by Fernando Lovo. My question is, how demanding of a job is that? He's still going to play basketball, and he's a good player. He's a really good player. I love watching him play. I'd love to see him in a Denver Nuggets uniform. But that was just kind of interesting news yesterday that Derek White will also, he's not retiring. He's going to continue being a basketball player, an NBA basketball player, but also the president of basketball strategy for Colorado. That's fascinating to me.
Are they hiring him because name? He seems like a big name?
He is a big name.
I mean, but it's like he's Deion Sanders was already retired and was already coaching somewhere else. I mean, the way he was hired was
he's still
different.
Going. I would imagine it's more of a name thing. I don't honestly know. I don't want to speak too much on it at this point, but I would imagine it's a big part of it, his name. He also donated $2 million. So it's like, hey, can you give me a job? Not that I need the money, but, you know, kind of want to do stuff here with Tad Boyle.
Well, that's not how jobs work. You work and then get the money. It looks like he paid and then they're like, okay.
No, he's got long term, though. He's got stability. Faith says, did he buy the job? Big Hub, the Desmond Bane situation is interesting. And I want to get to that one, too. But this was, you know, listen, I think it's cool. It's just another example of a current player still playing. And Desmond Baines is kind of the same thing. He's going to, what is he? Not president, but chief basketball officer. TCU is naming Desmond Bane their chief basketball officer. Now, he will be a special advisor. So what is this? Is this a new trend? Hire a guy that's currently playing in the NBA to work for you, which is kind of in name, maybe name only. Well, again, I don't want to say, but do we really expect Desmond Bane to be sitting behind a desk? Or Derek White to be sitting behind a desk making phone calls? Talking
I think
players.
They're
going to
make phone calls from their mansion in Porsche.
Yeah, I don't see this as like a job. Faith says it's like Shaq and what he does for Sac State. So for namesake. Isn't Shaq, so what is Shaq though? What is his role with Sac State?
I thought his role was just father of a really good player.
No, he's involved. He's a volunteer manager.
See, that's different. It's volunteer.
Well, and also Shaq's is different because he's retired. He's not playing 82 games a year.
And
so
his
I thought
main
this
job,
was interesting.
His main job is to make fun of Charles Barkley.
He's a little more extensive than that.
I know, but I love seeing
Do
those two go at
this
it.
This is a trend then? Is this a recruiting tool? It's got to be. It's got to be a recruiting tool. Hey, we're going to hire a pretty popular basketball player that's still in the league that went to our school. And we're going to use that as a recruiting tool. I mean, if you can afford it, I think it's a great idea.
Can they afford it?
I think CSU should be calling David Roddy today to ask David Roddy if he would be a player person. That's their new role, player person. You talk to the players because you're a person. David Roddy.
Your name, or you were in the NBA, or are still in the NBA, come to my school.
Or you bring them both back. David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens. Give them, like, they'd be like, you know, working together in one office. Good recruiting tool.
They could be called Stavati.
I think it's a cool move. I don't know. Again, I'd be curious to know what we're talking about as far as work. Like, is Tad going to be like, hey, Derek, you know, Saturday, we're going to need you. You got to work overtime this weekend, man.
Oh, but we're playing the Supersonics in 3 years.
I don't want to hear excuses. My players give me excuses, Derek, and that sounds like an excuse. Faith says, wasn't there an NFL player who was a special advisor person at CSU? Wasn't that Terrell Davis, which was, I'm just going to say it. Love Terrell. And I love CSU. That seemed odd.
It did. I know he's like
he didn't go to CSU.
He's a Colorado guy, and that's what it seemed to be like. It was like,
is he
well,
still?
We've got a Colorado guy.
Right.
We've got a Hall of Famer.
It doesn't work.
But I always figured like, oh, he was going to get a job like this.
No.
He'd get it at Georgia.
Well, and the one time I saw him on the sidelines talking about his role with CSU, can you look up to see if he's still with them doing that?
He was like talking about Georgia. Like he was talking about Georgia. So I didn't go to CSU, but I'm a fan and I cover a lot of CSU. You can do that. I just think if you're going to hire somebody to be a spokesperson kind of thingy, and he's an athlete, I think that they need to have played for your school at least 1 year. It doesn't make sense to me that Terrell Davis was a whatever he was. Is he still there?
It says hired in August 2024. I don't see anything about him leaving the position. But his role is to advise student athletes and make sideline appearances.
Yeah, but to advise student athletes, hey guys, you know, stay here at CSU. It's great. Wait, you didn't go here? Yeah, man, Georgia. Somebody big calls, you get the hell out of here.
No, but what he can say is like I've been in Colorado since 1995.
So his Denver, completely different world.
Yeah, but people coming from out of state don't know that.
I don't know. I met Terrell Davis at the press at a press box once. Great guy. And I like I said, big fan of TD, big fan of CSU. That doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either, but you know, it's nice to have TD in Northern Colorado because I like Northern Colorado better than everywhere else. Except for Broncos Stadium.
I think it's weird. Maybe they should call, you know, and get a current player or like call Trey McBride, have him do stuff for you. That'd be one. He's probably expensive though.
Yeah, well, he would be expensive, but also like he would just be doing the cafeteria.
I don't know what that. I don't understand.
He's a Trey.
You phoning it in because we got a short show today, man? Is that what that was? Is that just phoning it in?
No, that was a genius joke. You just didn't get it. It was too far above or below
Trey.
You. I'm not sure which.
He will be in the cafeteria because your name's Trey.
There are Treys in the cafeteria.
Your whole life is Michael Scott and Dwight. You're like mixed.
Well, first of all, Rainn Wilson went to the University of Washington, go Huskies. So I consider that.
You're definitely Dwight.
I consider that a compliment.
You know you're Dwight, right?
Also, the actor was on Star Trek a couple of episodes.
You're proving my point. You are Dwight. Does it feel good to be Dwight from The Office? Because that's who you are.
Thank you. I like the actor. Therefore, I am okay with being Dwight.
I'm not even Michael Scott. When I'm with you, your version of Dwight, I am Stanley. That's how I feel. I feel like Stanley. I just want to do a crossword puzzle and sit behind everybody, not pay attention, and zone out for a while.
Which one was Stanley? Was Stanley the like the guy that was just weird and allegedly could have been the Scranton Strangler?
No, that's Toby. Stanley, well, how did Michael describe him? Sassy, when he tried to hire for his position when he thought he was leaving. Sassy black man. Big heart, big butt, bigger heart. That's who I would be, Stanley.
That's how he described it?
Yes.
You couldn't get away with that.
That's a great show, and it was funny. So I would be
Stanley. I mean, the British Office was better.
What couldn't you say now? You can't say big heart, bigger butt. He was a large man.
I know, but like, I honestly wouldn't be offended by it, but like, I think there are people who would be very offended
by
the big butt.
There's a lot in that show where I think people couldn't watch it today. There's a lot. Like the Oscar episode? Yeah, no. That's
I mean,
not
they're,
happening.
But they did that on purpose. Like, they were saying those stuff in jest to show how terrible the boss he was.
Well, he was just naive. That was the kind of the whole point.
Like, also a terrible
he wasn't really. No, he actually turned out to be pretty good. Great show, by the way. The Office? Are you serious? You like freaking Seinfeld and you don't like The Office?
Well, first of all, I've seen like 4 episodes of The Office and they were all fine.
You could watch the whole thing and you would see yourself on screen all the time.
Yeah, as Jim.
No, you are definitely not Jim, bro.
Jim, because I would be married to a hot wife. His wife's pretty.
You might be Michael.
Pretty talented.
You might be Michael. You're probably a mix there, I'm guessing.
Mix of what?
Tanner's Andy, for sure.
I don't remember who that is.
He is the goofy-looking white dude that was in Hangover.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I don't think I was watching the show when he was there.
He got worse, that show. As he went, the show got worse. As Michael left and Andy took over, that was bad.
Andy was the boss?
For a while, yeah. And late, once Steve Carell left the show, Andy's character took over as boss for a while. And he got bad. Like, his character, like, one of the worst TV characters as far as their arc. Their arc. It was the worst one I've ever seen. 20 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's take a quick break. We'll get to what we learned. I can't believe you haven't finished The Office. Like, you should watch The Office. It's a great show. It's way better than Jerry Seinfeld.
It's not better than Parks and Rec.
It is better than Parks and Rec.
False.
No, 100%. Parks and Rec's solid, but The Office is by far better than Parks and Rec. We'll be right back.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. And KFKA has you covered. Here's stories, rodeo coverage, and winsome tickets on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans. This is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
What are we doing, man? Where is the what did we learn music?
This is not what did we learn music. We're experimenting.
We've literally had the same what did we learn music for a while now, and you are doing this. This isn't what did we learn. What I learned is you suck at this.
What you learned is that this is not the what that we learned in the things and deals.
This is not.
This is a good one.
Faith.
Faith, you got my back?
I'm open to the vote. Do we go back to the usual song, or do we change it up every day? And you never know what you're going to get. Big Hub, Eastside Chris, vote on it right now. And that will be the decision. Same song as always.
Faith.
Huh?
Not Faith? Well, you just said Big Hub and Eastside Chris.
I said Faith first.
Faith, but then you cut yourself off.
Faith has now her own room at the Hall of Fame. She's that good.
She does text a lot.
She's great, and she's insightful. That's how you become a Hall of Famer. You're a hooligan just by listening to the show. You're a Hall of Famer when you bring the noise. That's how it works.
And when you're above that, you're Micah.
Above the noise?
No, when you're far from the Hall of Fame, you get your own building.
You live in the dumpster outside, out back of the Hall of Fame, because you couldn't get in, and it was raining, and you needed shelter.
Nah, I love rain.
But it was too cold for you. What did we learn today?
Did we learn anything?
We didn't learn anything about the Nuggets. They didn't do anything. Nothing new there.
But they got 3 second-round draft picks, Brady. Those are potential Jokic.
Well, they got 1 second-round draft pick. And Big Hubs in the hole. Okay. Colahoma, change. Eastside Chris, change it up. Let Michael breathe. Faith says... She just said thanks. She didn't even vote. Faith, we need you to vote.
For me.
Big Hub says, same song as always. Yeah. And he says, Big Hub says, I'm above the Hall of Fame because I worked there.
Yeah,
true.
That's true.
He does have, Big Hub has his own room too.
He does. It's like right next to mine.
I feel like Eastside Chris is security. Outside. Like he's sitting.
Security.
He's sitting inside like the first entry, but he's security. Colahoma says change, so everybody's saying change? Really? Is this good? This is awful.
I think we need a rotation.
I think we need to not do stupid things.
That's some Marvin Hamlish coming up.
What is that?
The composer.
Do you have the old one just so we can hear it?
Yeah, I could find it.
Just find it. We got to go soon. Wow. I'm going to change it to this every day. This is what we're doing. Different random songs. You don't know what's happening next. That's scary. What's the other one? Turn it up. Like, this is good, man. This is what we learned, music.
How about we do the Ventures version of this song?
What is that? Are you trying to... You're killing this country, Mike. You're killing this country with this kind of behavior. Well, it looks like the hooligans have spoke. Everyone's saying, change it up. Change it up every day. Wow. Okay. I will go with the hooligans on this.
Cradle of Filth is tomorrow.
No, don't do... You got to do stuff that actually works with what we learned.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was looking for.
I don't want
more
your
variety.
Screaming vampire, Vampire Diaries music.
Well, you did kind of get that right. They're very much Cradle of Filth. He's very much into vampires.
I don't want to hear your vampire funeral music that you listen to back there.
I can play some goth metal for you.
All right, Rockies, Red Sox coming up next here on KFK. We'll be back at it on a Thursday for a full show. Good night. Okay, that's how we're ending that. Just a quick cutoff there.
My bad. I was changing it up, Brady.
My bad. All right. That's a fun one today. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.